New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is Dynamo All Access, presented by Houston Community College.
Houston Community College. Start here. Go anywhere.
Live from the 1560 studios, high atop the Gow building, overlooking the Galleria, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome into Dynamo All Access here on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. Your humble host, Glenn Davis, and we thank you for tuning in each and every week to some of the best in soccer talk. Tonight we'll have a number of great interviews, and of course we'll have the visit with the manager, Owen Coyle, on this one tonight. We'll also visit with general manager Matt Jordan. Now, this is pretty interesting. Matt Jordan just went on a two-week trip to Argentina, Colombia, Uruguay, and Chile in search of players as the Dynamo remake continues. We stream at YSR1560.com. We got a lot to talk about here tonight. We'll break down the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City game. My route partner on TV, Eddie Robinson, will join us. We mentioned Owen Coyle, Matt Jordan, Randy Waldron. We'll talk some of the women's game as we roll on here. We'll re-air the Alexi Lalas interview, also from Soccer Matters over on ESPN 97.5. So a lot to get into here tonight. But let's first talk about the influence of veterans. Now, it does sound sometimes like a broken record, all the injuries, but that is a fact this year with the Dynamo. They have had an inordinate amount of injuries, and to key players as well. DeMarcus Beasley made his way back into the lineup. Raul Rodriguez made his way back into the lineup for the Dynamo against Sporting Kansas City. Brad Davis in midfield again. And, of course, a big piece to this was Rashid Olabiyi, and we'll get to him a little bit in a minute here. He plays his first 90 minutes for the Dynamo, the Nigerian. But the insertion of Beasley and Rodriguez, so key to just settling this back four down. Olabiyi played a nice role in midfield of sort of screening the back four, took the edge off of Benny Failhaber. Boniek Garcia started in the right-back position instead of Shannon Williams. And the Dynamo with this lineup were able to just sort of find a better team shape. And simply this, when you put a DeMarcus Beasley and you put a Raul Rodriguez back in a lineup, you're going to be more composed, you're going to be more mature, you're going to be more experienced. Now, fundamentally, for me, the Dynamo have two real penetrators on this team. Two. Giles Barnes and DeMarcus Beasley. So fundamentally, when you bring DeMarcus Beasley back into the lineup, you are bringing a big piece of your attack because you've got limited penetrators now. And in the future, the Dynamo are going to have to find more in order to play this winger-oriented style, and they are hot on the trail of doing that. So DeMarcus Beasley brings that element getting forward. Not only can he defend, but he gets forward in games, and he brought that penetration back, especially in the second half. Let's not kid ourselves the first half. You know, it was just really both teams jabbing at each other, no real chances created. The pace of the game, I think, was pretty flatlined and at the same level. In the second half, that changed. And the Dynamo would get the game's first goal. It was a huge one. That goal would come in the 67th minute. Will Bruhn would get it, but again, it was off some great combination play from Brad Davis and DeMarcus Beasley. Beasley getting to the end line, getting down there, driving a ball which was parried away by Tim Malia in goal for Sporting Kansas City, and then Will Bruhn would get the tap in at the far post position perfectly. That would be the difference maker. Here's what it sounded like on Root Sports. So the Dynamo up 1-0, and looking the better team here, looking the more confident team, in my opinion. Yet, an incident that can change the game, and usually does. Your referee, Soren Stoica, was in his 42nd match last night with the Dynamo and Sporting Kansas City. Now, going into this game, we said in the pregame show, I mentioned that he had given 20 penalty kicks out, 20 penalties and 19 sending offs, and that the chances of somebody getting sent off in this game would be pretty big. And that's exactly what happened. And you know, especially when Sesanovic, Boniek Garcia, Matt Beasler, Sonny Mustavar, Benny Failhaber, you know, a number of these guys were carrying yellow cards early. Mustavar got one in the 33rd minute, the 41st for Beasler. So you're going, yeah, the chances of something happening And Bonia Garcia got one on the stroke of halftime. Yes, somebody's going to get sent off here tonight. Well, it was Oscar Bonia Garcia in the 70th minute. Looked like to me that Dom Dwyer sort of ran up on the back of him and might have fouled him first, but Garcia's arms are up high and caught Dwyer. Dwyer went down. So all of a sudden, after the Dynamo take the 1-0 lead, playing the better football here, got a little bit of a change of tempo in their attack, have flown forward a couple of times, got Giles Barnes forward on one great attack that they almost scored. He almost picked out Will Bruin. All of a sudden now, you have a game that completely changes here, and the Houston Dynamo are now in game management mode. So Bonac Garcia went down the tunnel in a bit of disbelief, and the Dynamo now have a whole different tactical plan. And the interesting thing here was Kubo Torres was being brought on by the manager Owen Coyle, but of course now Kubo Torres comes on and his role goes from trying to score goals to, as a lone striker, trying to help manage this game out for the Houston Dynamo. And he had a couple of wonderful moments where he held the ball up in the corner, did the hard work, and did what the Dynamo needed. So I hope you don't miss that performance from Kubo Torres. Very important to help the Dynamo see the game out. And here's what it would sound at the final whistle here, the Dynamo getting the 1-0 victory.
Got a whistle in the mouth, it's over. The Dynamo get a 1-0 win despite losing Bonac Garcia. Will Bruin will get the game's winning goal.
And of course, you can catch these games on Root Sports. Colorado Rapids in town Saturday. That will be on Root Sport as well. You can join Eddie Robinson and I. We will have the pre-post game and the game call for you. And I hope you're enjoying easier accessibility this year to catching Houston Dynamo games on TV. Now, let's go to another change that was made here. And the Dynamo started it like this. Tyler Derrick, obviously, in goal. DeMarcus Beasley, David Horst, Raul Rodriguez, and then on the right side it was Bonac Garcia. So veterans solidified things at the back. I thought Bonac Garcia, before getting sent off, handled the right back position wonderfully. Ricardo Clark and Rashid Olabiyi. Now, Rashid Olabiyi, many of you don't know a whole lot about him. He had only played 80 minutes prior. He has been a youth international for Nigeria at the under-17, under-20, and under-23 levels. Played for a team there called Enyimba International. He's 25 years of age. So in the span of this one match last night, he plays the full complement of 90 minutes. He had only played 80 minutes prior to that. This was only his fifth appearance. Now, this is important to me because we've got to be careful here not to go over the top on Rashid Olabiyi. But what we also need to do is recognize that he had a good 90 minutes and recognize that this position next to Ricardo Clark, nobody's really wanted to own. Whether it's injury, discipline reasons, or lack of performance, or inconsistency in performance, I'd use that word instead, with Nathan Sturgis and Luis Garrido. It's a position that's up for grabs. Now, I imagine Rashid Olabiyi, I'm not speaking for the manager, is going to get the start against Colorado. He's earned it. And I thought he grew into the game nicely. Some nervy moments in the beginning, grew into the game. As Owen Coyle mentioned to me, he had sort of the job of taking the edge off of Benny Failhaber, who really was coming into the game the top setup man in the league with 14 assists, and the edge was taken off him. There was some frustration with him. Dom Dwyer had three shots. None of them were dangerous. Graham Zusi was held in check quite a bit. A couple of times looked like he might get something going on the counterattack. So all in all, the Dynamo protected Tyler Derrick well, didn't concede a lot of shots. Born in Kansas City only had three shots on goal out of eight. The Dynamo had six shots, four on target, but pushed the tempo, I think, more in the second half. And I think they would have gotten a second goal in this game if not for the ejection to Bonac Garcia. At the end of the day, 52% of the possession to the Houston Dynamo. They win that category, and I think in the second half, we saw them get higher up the field and get a little bit more extended possession. And I think a lot of that has to do with the effort of DeMarcus Beasley, really down that left side, going at Chance Myers. I think that's where the Dynamo found a lot of success in this game. Peter Vermes would bring on Jordi Quintilla from Spain, a youngster, and Bernardo Anor to try and change things around. They were missing Christian Nemeth on this night. But at the end of the day, it's Will Bruin getting his 11th of the year. He's now got four game-winning goals in 28 appearances. Lionel Miranda put in a good workmanlike effort. Brad Davis, worked, had some trouble with his set pieces, I thought, in this one. He would go off in the latter stages of this game for Shane and Williams, who would come on. Olabi, the full 90. Ricardo Clark, the full 90. And I'd have to say Ricardo Clark this year has been the most consistent Dynamo player, in my opinion, followed by Tyler Derrick, I think. Everybody else has had injury problems, in and out of lineups, and not the most consistent of performances. So it's been a tough year for that word consistency with the Dynamo. But look, they got a big win. They're going to have their eyes now on Portland and San Jose and what they do this weekend, and have got to get the result against Colorado. The Dynamo go to 10-12-8 now. They're on 38 points. Again, the reference point of last year, trying to get into the playoffs. This was week 30, and the Dynamo go to a respectable record at home of 8-4-3. But, you know, going into this game, losses in three of the four games prior really had dimmed the playoff hopes. Now there's a little bit of confidence back. And the 49-year-old manager, Owen Coyle, is going to want to get one over on Colorado this weekend to push that envelope. And again, I've said it all year long. For me, it's an overachievement if you make the playoffs. I don't think there's any question. But the good news is you still have a shot at getting into them. So for the Houston Dynamo, it is a very big win on Wednesday night. It's a confidence-building win. Now the question is, can they tag this win with another good effort back-to-back with Colorado? And that's something that's kind of wavered this year. So the Dynamo need to pull a result off against Colorado. It's this Saturday night. HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. That's where you get your packages. And the Dynamo will take on the Colorado Rapids. All right, we'll take a break. We've got a lot more to come here on the show. It's Dynamo All Access here on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. I'm Glenn Davis. We'll take a 7-up break.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Houston Community College. Once again from the 1560 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. Time now for our weekly visit with the manager, and that visit sponsored by Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you to get down to the Dynamo Colorado game this Saturday night. You go over to HoustonDynamo.com. That's where your tickets are. The Dynamo coming off a very important win over Sporting Kansas City. And Saturday is big. The Dynamo in the playoff picture now. So again, Bud Light reminds you, get down to BBVA Compass Stadium. Bud Light reminds you, get over to HoustonDynamo.com, get your tickets. And he is the manager, Owen Coyle. Owen, thank you very much for coming on the show.
No, it's a pleasure, Glenn. It's always great to chat with you.
Well, it's also nice after a good, solid win here. Let's just get your overall general thoughts on what was a very important win over Sporting Kansas City Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there's a number of factors, you know. I mean, there's obviously fierce rivalry between the Dynamo and Sporting Kansas, as you know. We'd already played them three times this year, twice in the league, when we'd drawn games that we felt we were the better team and could have won. And each time we finished every game we played them with a man down, and that happened again. But the important thing last night was that we showed that our reaction to what for us was disappointing the last couple of games. And I said to the players, you know, we have to show that character. But I think it's we want moving forward for what the Dynamo are known for. And we did. We were outstanding. We controlled the game from start to finish. We had to earn the right, and it was hard fought in the first half. And then second half, we started to create some good goal-scoring chances. Scored a good goal from Will Bruin after a great penetration down the left with Marcus Beasley. And we were well worth the 3 points. So it was a great night all in. And you're right, it sets us up for a huge game now at home at Colorado on Saturday.
Dynamo win their 10th game last night now, 10-12-8 on 38 points. And again, it's a year of tremendous change and rebuild, but the Dynamo are right on the edge and the cusp of the playoffs, which makes the Colorado game a big one this weekend. Let's talk about Rashid Olabi, who got the start in this one, played the complete 90 minutes. He had only played 80 minutes prior. It's a position next to Ricardo Clark that has had performances that have been excellent from the likes of Nathan Sturgis and Garrido, but have also at times been inconsistent. What a night it was for him.
Well, it was a great night. I thought, I'd like to always think I'm fair in my analysis of the game and giving balance to it. I thought he'd been nervous 15 minutes because obviously coming in, but once he settled into the game, I thought Rashid was terrific. I purposely asked him, Glenn, to play against Benny Fieldhaber, who's one of the best players in the league. And with all due respect, we've seen very little of Benny Fieldhaber, and I've got to give Rashid tremendous credit for that. But out with nullifying the threat of Fieldhaber, he then himself started to impose himself in the game. You seen him, he was getting tackles in, he was getting the ball, his passing started to improve during the game. And I think he should be well pleased with his performance last night. It's always nice to play individually, you know, have a good performance when your team wins. So I think he certainly enjoyed it. I purposely, I'd spoke to him the day before, just to give him your 24 hours preparation, because sometimes you come in, there's injuries, and you name a team. But I wanted to give him as much time to absorb that he was going to start the game and what his role was. And I think he excelled as the game progressed.
Yeah, he seemed to grow in confidence, as a good point, as the game grew on and became even more of a presence. You know, it's always interesting how managers choose how to tell players. Some guys want to wait until they get to the locker room. What's your theory on that, Ben? Does it change, or is it always kind of with a newer player who's getting an opportunity that you might be concerned about their confidence that you let them know early?
Yeah, again, it's a very valid point, Glenn, a great question, because ultimately, as you'll know, within all your experience again, I think sometimes it comes down to individual personality. And if you remember, we started Rashid at Portland, and he did okay. He didn't do badly, he didn't do great, but he did fine. But that day, because with the injuries, he probably found out he was playing like a few hours before the match. And when I looked at his personality, I thought maybe he's a kid who needs to know well in advance so he can prepare. And the other thing was, it was a big job last night, as far as we were concerned, to look after Benny Fielhaber. So we gave him plenty of notice so that he could have that reflection. You're looking into the game, what he needs to do. And it worked really well for him. But there's other boys, Glenn, as you know, that you come in, you name a team 90 minutes before the game and they're ready to go. I think it really does come down to that individual personality and understanding, you know, what your players' needs are.
He's the manager, Owen Coyle, joining us here tonight. It seemed as though in the second half, Benny Fielhaber got a little bit frustrated in this one.
Well, I think he did, and I think that was credit, as I say, to Rashid and Ricardo in there, because I think Benny Fielhaber has had an outstanding season. I think he's had 10 goals and 14 assists in the league, which is up there with the very best. But I think he has dictated a lot of games, and he was never allowed to dictate nothing last night. And that then stopped the supply to Don Dwyer, who's an outstanding player. I mean, Kansas is a good side with good players, but I think, to be fair, what was asked of the lads last night, they produced that. But the thing for me, Glenn, is don't produce every three or four games. We want to have a bit of consistency, a bit of continuity. We've not been afforded that this year. We know that with the stuff that's went against us, with players getting injured and international duty and missing them and this and that. But when we do get those players consistently and with that continuity, we've shown we're a good team and we can win games. And that's why moving forward, we know we're going to have a high, as far as I'm concerned, a very exciting and good team for next year moving in. But while we're here just now, we have four games now that we feel are all winnable. So we have to start by doing that, and that starts with Colorado again on Saturday, at home to Colorado on Saturday, and winning that game and giving us momentum and looking to finish the season strong.
You know, this is a big point that you bring up here, because this win has to be tagged with a great performance on Saturday, and that is, again, the ebb and flow of the inconsistent year you've had. And I know injuries are a big part of it, but as you look forward in MLS, you know, there is every year people get injuries. You guys have had an overload of them. There's no doubt you didn't get any favors done with the Copa America and Gold Cup with damaged goods coming back. But this is why it's a tricky league, right? Because this back end of your roster, where sometimes you can't spend a lot of money, these players have to be people that can come in, and whether it's one game, two games, 30 minutes, have got to produce something for you over the course of a year.
Absolutely, they do that, and it's such a key element of it, and certainly we've learned that and grasped for that. But our issue, Glenn, our issue is not with, because everybody is international players, our issue is not with that. But we're the only club that's sent away an international player that's had five players missing for long periods of time. They've not missed one or two games. We've had DeMarcus Beasley miss eight games, Bonnie Garcia 2 months, Jermaine Taylor out for the season. So, with all due respect, Houston Dynamo within our financial climate and our budget, we don't have the wealth of Toronto, who spend 20-odd million a year, or LA Galaxy. So what it is, it's understanding, giving balance to it. And when all said and done, the players at times this year have been great. There's other times I think we could, we were certainly looking for more. But again, we understand the reasons behind that. And there's been loads of stuff. But when all said and done, through everything that we've had to cope with, we still now get a chance to win at home with Colorado and put ourselves in with an exciting end of the season. And that's what we want to do, just give yourself every chance. But I think it's fair to say we've had to cope with more than most, but we've got on there, we do a smile on our face, because we know in terms of forward planning what we need. I've certainly learned enormous amounts this year, myself and Sandy. We've been very fortunate with, obviously we won't get way to you, Nick Kroeber, Matt, Paul Caffrey, Paul Rogers' boys that have been in the league, and they've been able to help us, you know, adjusting to that and everything else. But we know moving forward, we're going to have a really good team at the Dynamo, but we want to finish strong this season. We want to put a smile on the fans' faces, as we did again. The other thing, I mean, we know we had, for us, a blip at home against Salt Lake. When within that game, Glenn, we had great chances to win the game, but defended poorly. And there's always a tendency to overanalyse. But that was the only game that we've lost in 4.5 months at home at the BBVA. So we want to continue to make that a fortress. But to do that, you've got to play well, and you've got to play at the standard we did last.
All right, so that was part one with Dynamo manager Owen Coyle. But don't go away. We've got more of Owen Coyle here on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM as we break.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Houston Community College. Once again from the 1560 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM as we continue on here tonight. Part two now with the Dynamo manager, Owen Coyle. Colorado Rapids coming to town to take on the Houston Dynamo this Saturday. Again, your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. This is a big one, and the Rapids got the win over the Dynamo in Colorado the last time, but the Dynamo in a great position here, and then our eyes will be on what Portland and San Jose does. So exciting moment here to get out to BBVA Compass Stadium this weekend. All right, I take you back to Giles Barnes. He just doesn't look the same player, Owen.
No, listen, Giles, he's given us everything he's got, Glenn, but he's been banged about. I mean, his Achilles, his knee, but he's been out there, and having said that, and see, this is the other thing. Because expectation grows, I mean, Giles, for me, before the Copa America, was one of the top 3-4 players in the league. And he will be again, there's no issue with that. But even if you look last night, Glenn, as much as, you know, people think, well, you know, he's not played as well as he did in, you know, May, June, you know, in April, May, and such forth. If you remember, start of the second half, he flies down the right, he puts an unbelievable cross in. Yep. Will just misses it, goes to the back post to Brad, who pulls it back, Ricardo Clark. We're very unlucky not to score. And then the next time we're down the left couple of Giles is getting a chance, and the keeper makes a great save. So what I'm saying is, although he's probably not firing all cylinders, he's still always going to be a threat. Mm-hmm. And we brought him out because he is. He's given everything he's got, but the boy's been banged about and bruised with the Copa America, with the Gold Cup, and everything goes with it. Every time he plays, they look to kick him every time he gets the ball. So what we've got to do is just manage that, get him fresh. He's going to be back to the level he will be. No doubt about that for me, but of course we would love that to be just now. But as you know in the game, when you're physically it's taking a toll on you, we just have to find a way to try and get that freshness in for this last period.
Well, there's a respect factor too, just with him on the field with opponents, right? And just the way they have to perceive the Houston Dynamo when he's across the white line.
Yeah, I don't think I'm over-exaggerating when I say every time Giles Barnes gets to the ball and goes to run, everybody gets excited. But what the opposition do is they commit professional fouls, they just kick him, and some of them are prepared to take a yell. Sometimes they get away with it. That happened in Sunday, Barnetta. Giles goes to take off, whacks him, and the referee lets it go. I've said this before, and I've been saying, if it happened, if players in my team are doing it, we want to grow this league, Glenn. We want to have this league one of the top leagues in the world. To do that, for me, then you've got to protect good players. You know, protect your Barnes, protect your Giovincos, protect these players that excite us, and I don't think we do enough of that. I think there's too many players getting away with being allowed to come in, come at fouls, and just blatant kicks, premeditated for me. And I think that should have a severe punishment. I know we've all got to commit fouls at different times, but when, and again, this comes to, as you know, this comes into when you've played the game and you understand the game, and we watch the game, and I know as soon as Barnes goes to take off, somebody's got in their head, oh, I'm not letting him run. It's premeditated. Well, do you know what? Punish it immediately. Don't let it go. And if one of my players does that, you think, or somebody else, then punish him. Because we want to, as much as we want to win games, but we want to see good players playing in this league. And we want to encourage them to come into this league.
Yeah, great, great, great point. Now, let me go back to that play, because that was exciting. It was explosive. It had a lot of different elements. And I know this is the type of football you want to see emerge in games more. With the tempo up and people taking people on, penetrating, getting people into the box, all kinds of movement, that snapshot. How do you get more of that in the future as you go forward? And I mean even looking out to next year.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's obviously the best way to get out is to have somebody that's in the wide area that's absolutely explosive. And that's the type of player I'm the type of players I love in the team, the way my teams have always played. And that's a player that I would love to get into our club moving forward. somebody that's exciting, lightning quick in the wide areas, and goes and attacks fullbacks. Because then we're all excited. And if he does that, then you've got the pace of the Barnes and these boys joining in, then it makes for an exciting team. So it takes little bits of the jigsaw, Glenn, to put it all together. And we're not at a stage yet that we've put all that jigsaw together through different things. But if we're able to, as I say, moving forward, when we want to freshen up, get those little bits and pieces. I know exactly, you know, myself, Matt, Nick, we chatted extensively about it. You know, and obviously we haven't chatted further with my staff before that. We know exactly the pieces we need to move this forward. So, as I said, we're working hard to bring that to the club.
Owen, listen, best of luck against Colorado this weekend. Great win over Sporting Kansas City. And as always, we thank you for your time on the program.
No, cheers, Glenn. Again, thanks. And again, the supporters that came out, great to reward them with that. And we want to do that on Saturday again. So, as I say, keep getting mind the Dynamo. And thanks very much.
Okay, so that completes our interview with the Dynamo manager, Owen Coyle. A couple things to remember here. It's HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets for the Dynamo and Dash Twitter. You can follow me, Glenn Davis Sock, SOC. And, of course, information for both the radio shows. And I do a lot of postings and videos over at Facebook, Soccer Matters. Come join the fray over there. We'll take a break here on 1560 AM. It's Dynamo All Access.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Houston Community College. Once again from the 1560 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Dynamo All Access here on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. As you know, the home for the Houston Dynamo on television is Root Sports, and fans have been enjoying the accessibility to catching the games. My partner on those shows is former Dynamo defender Eddie Robinson, and we do a pre- and post-game. We'll be doing the same this Saturday. We're looking forward to it against the Colorado Rapids. He joins us now. Eddie, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Glenn.
All right, so we've been able to digest last night, and it was an interesting evening at BBVA Compass Stadium because it was really a game devoid of chances, nobody really taking a whole lot of risk in the first half. The tempo seemed pretty much the same, and I know you and I talked about this on the broadcast, but the second half definitely became more interesting. Tell me why.
Well, I think it was fairly obvious in the first half that the Dynamo weren't getting anything out of trying to play through the midfield. I feel like that's something you have to understand. You need to know in advance when you're playing Sporting KC. They have players in the midfield that are good ball winners that will turn you over and that will counterattack. The Dynamo back four, Rashid Olabi, did a very good job of not allowing the counterattack in that first half. On Coyle and his staff said, look, guys, we've got to get the ball wide more. We need to use the wide play more because they are not good defensively out wide. And that showed right off the bat. The Dynamo had a couple chances with Brad Davis breaking down the wing once, with Will Bruin breaking down the wing once, and getting crosses in. They didn't get shots on goals from that, but it let those players know, okay, this is what's successful, let's continue to do it, and it was just kind of just building momentum up to the goal that DeMarcus Beasley set up for Will Bruin.
Yeah, and it seemed like the Dynamo were targeting Chance Myers. DeMarcus Beasley, look, as excellent as he is a four-time World Cup man. But when I look at the Dynamo, I look for players that penetrate, get behind people. And you and I did the games last year, and I think we agreed that at times it was a little bit methodical, it was overpassed, it was in front of defenses, and there wasn't this element of penetration. And with him and Giles Barnes, those are your two best. And when you lose it to DeMarcus Beasley, don't you lose a big fundamental piece of your attack?
No, absolutely. DeMarcus is very, very good at knowing when to get forward, when to stay home, the timing of his runs, obviously his pace, and how good he is on the ball technically with his feet. He serves a good ball. I mean, that is very crippling. And maybe at the beginning of the year when we weren't as used to seeing DeMarcus Beasley in the team, when he wasn't as comfortable chemistry-wise with the team, he didn't get forward as much. But now he does, and we see it, and it's leading to goals, and it's so important. And we talked about, you know, how important a good offense is, taking a little bit of pressure off the defense. And the Dynamo back four have been under fire a little bit from myself, the media, the fans. And when you can get the attack going, when you can get a little possession in the final third, it takes so much pressure off. Let those guys get a break.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Will Bruin would get the game-winning goal on the assist from DeMarcus Beasley, who had combined with Brad Davis before. But that drive and that will to get to the end line, And that recognition of that's something that I get the sense that in the future this club wants to be able to pick people out, up the tempo, and find moments in games where they recognize it's an opportunity to go with confidence and take some risk and not fear taking that risk.
Yeah, exactly. It's extremely important. And Owen Coyle talks about consistency and confidence, and that's part of it, building that confidence and knowing when it works. It's not just bombing forward all the time, leaving your center backs to handle 1-2, sometimes 3-4. There's an understanding, and you know, that's exactly what DeMarcus brings to the team. And, you know, he can also, in training sessions, he can talk to guys about the younger guys, the Shannon Williams, the Kofi Sarkodie, all these kind of guys, when they can go forward, how to judge, what are your cues. The guy's so important. So hopefully he can stay healthy. If he does, then we'll have a real chance of making the playoffs.
And it was, you know, even though it was in the terms of chances created and excitement, it wasn't the most exciting first half.
Right.
What was good about the first half was the Dynamo got some stability back, got some shape back, and did well to defend the likes of you know, attacking players like Graham Zuzi, Dom Dwyer, Benny Failhaber. So that was a plus. The Dynamo began to take the game over, and I thought we're the better team in the second half. Then Boniac Garcia gets sent off. So now the challenge is game management, and the Dynamo passed with flying colors managing that game out.
They really did, and you said it right. The first half, the Dynamo, they didn't give up anything. Tyler Derrick, the only time he really had to touch the ball with his hands was there at the very end on the deflected free kick, which really that dangerous. So it was a boring first half, but that being said, the Dynamo were solid, and they were professional, even though they didn't have a lot of chances, didn't score any goals. And then in the second half, at halftime, they made some adjustments, which you just spoke about, came out and did dominate the game. Did read this morning, Peter Vermees, Sporting KC coach, was very, very critical of his team's performance, didn't give much credit to the Dynamo, which I think they do deserve for the way they played, especially shutting down that attack, Kansas City, that is so potent.
All right, let's go to Rashid Olabi. Now, here is a 25-year-old Nigerian. The Dynamo fans don't know a whole lot about him. He's only played 80 minutes. He's a youth international in Nigeria, has been at the under 17, 20, and 23 level. This is a position you and I have talked a lot about this year, that there have been good performances from Nathan Sturgis and Luis Garrido in there. Alex Lima even played in there. But nobody who really wanted to grab this role next to Ricardo Clark. So Rashid Olabi last night completes the game, plays a full 90 minutes, really grows into the game, maybe a little bit nervy in the beginning, but ends up with a solid performance. But we do need to be careful not to go over the top too quickly on him.
Yeah, without questioning. He is a very young player, but just his athleticism, so much about him reminds me of a young Ricardo Clark, his ability to cover a lot of ground, to break up plays. But most importantly, is the way he uses the ball. He's always 1-2 touch. He always picks a good pass. He rarely turns it over. And if it is a turnover, he's maybe getting a little excited and trying to hit a ball in over top. So it's the back four for the opponents instead of the attacking midfielder winning the ball. So there's not oftentimes a chance for a counterattack. This is a kid that hopefully the coaching staff sits down with. They go over the game last night. They talk to him about all the things that he did well and why those things were successful. And again, I said it last night a few times, and I'll say it again, that the Dynamo have not given up a goal with him on the field. You go back to that game against Portland, he was extremely solid for the first 75 minutes or so that he played. He comes off, the Dynamo give up 2 goals. So I don't think that's a coincidence. I think there's a direct correlation with him being on the field. So I really do hope that he gets another chance this Saturday night against Colorado.
Now, see, the Portland game, I thought he was a little bit nervous, and I thought the game at times was a little fast for him. But much like this game, he worked himself into it, and it just seems like the more minutes he gets, the more comfortable he gets. I don't think there's any question. We're likely going to see him start again, we would imagine. We're not the manager, but we would imagine he would get the start again against Colorado. And I'm very excited, interested to see if he can platform this good performance against Sporting Kansas City again consistently into another one against Colorado.
Yeah, I you know, we talk about, again, consistency, and part of that is being able to start the same starting lineup in consecutive games. Not sure about the injury to Giles Barnes. Had to come off with what looked like some sort of knee issue. Hopefully he's available, and hopefully Owen Coyle can start that same group again. Hopefully everybody recovers in time for that game, and he can start that same group again, because that confidence that comes with playing with the same guys, knowing that you've just won a big, important game against Kansas City, and it being so close together that you actually have the opportunity to maintain some momentum and build even more momentum is really important. So I really would like to see that same starting 11 if possible.
Eddie, as always, thank you very much. I'll see you down at BBVA Compass Stadium on Saturday.
I look forward to it. Thanks for having me, Glenn.
All right. He's the one and only Eddie Robinson. We'll take a break on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.